The strands on every corner are four strands, and you fold them in half, and then you end up with eight. The Ma'is is possible. If you add it to them, it's possible because of Al-Taisa. Yeah, there's a discussion, is this really possible, or it's only possible when you add a different type of material. The Ma'is, don't do that. Should cut the strands to size before you put them into a hole, and then after you put them in the holes, then you pull out the two sides and it will be folded into eight. The person has his long string and he folds it up, so now it looks like four strings. The Maisa, it's one string. So you can't make consistent with that one string, because when he's tying up the scissors, it had to be four strings. So if you manage to make the first chuli, which is the first rounds of going around the tzitzis, and make a knot on top of that, a double knot on top of that, that's considered in Makayim the Iker Yitzhak Zeraisa. And there, if you did that before you cut the strings, your tzitzis will be possible because you made the minimum amount. So, but if you didn't make a double knot on it, or made a knot on the bottom and went around a few times and make a knot on top, since it will fall apart, that's not considered into the mitzvah, and you can still cut it down. But Mr. Ruby, the others, the Amach, would say that if you made the basic knot on the bottom, even if you didn't make a knot at the end of the chulius, still, since that basic knot on the bottom is an essential part of the mitzvah, it's also a problem of Pasuk or Menasa. It's possible. That's where Chazanish passed it. To make tzitzis, first you take the four strands from either side and make a double knot. And now you wind the long string around the seven remaining strings, certain amount of krichas, because you make pollen. Sometimes they make another double knot. Make it wind another time. So yes, as you have chomesh ksharim fulim, you have to have five double knots. The arba avirim b'neim meleim krichas. Then shir the krichas. The mice has no limitation how many to make. Actually, you have kol kof ksharim reish of arba gudlin. You should have a sum total of four gudlin, which is the third of the amount. Anav shmona gudlin. If you made the tzitzis very long, so you should always try to keep that proportion that one third is knotted and one third is free falling. But we saw before that that's an old lachatchila, everybody agrees it's not ma'akif. If it's very long, tapasha. The noigim likra be'avre yishin sheva krifas. The vinegar is to make seven wines the first one, the lasheni teisha, and the second one nine. The Mishabu brings that in the sefer kavona says there should be eight, and that's comes up right. So basically seven, eight, and then that reaches the third one is 11, the review is 13, and there's sum total of 40, which is equal to shema vai is 26 plus 13. Is 39 and Echot Hashem Echot sum total of 40. Kimin Hey Hashem Echot Sha'ulim Shosh Vetechat Hashem Hem Avoyim, like we just said before, Hashem Hashem. For no Gulas Laisa Laseis Vesek Kofu Kesher Kedei Shiyam Shizi Rasa, as we already mentioned beforehand, that even though it says the minik to make an end at the end, so it shouldn't, each strand should not open up, but if you can avoid that, it's better to avoid it.